Rashi in this week's parsha refers to a medrash in the beginning of Shmos Rabbah. Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Shalom, b'shem Rabbi Chanino Hagodol, v'Rabbo Seinu b'shem Rabbi Alexandre Omru. And the Pasuk Ochein Noda Hadavar, Oya Moshe Maharer Bolivo the Omer Mechotu Yisrael Shenishtabdu Mikon HaUmos. What Chet brought upon Klal Yisrael the terrible Shibudim of Golus Mitzrayim? The Meforshim variously explained the question, because there was a Gzeira in the Brisbane Hapsorim, where the Eberster told Avram Avinu that his descendants would be enslaved in Mitzrayim. Among the answers that are given, one is that the Shibud in Mitzrayim was destined, but nowhere is near the Avodas Perach and the lives of the Yidden that were taken in Mitzrayim. That was not part of the Gzeira. The severity of the Gzeira, Ad Moves, was because of Chatoyim of Klal Yisrael. That was not Nigzar in the Brisbane, in the Nevuah of Brisbane Absorim. And other reasons are, other explanations are also given to the question that Moshe Rabbeinu posed to himself. Mechotu Yisrael shenishtabdu mikom ha'umos. Even Shishoma Dvora, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the reaction of Dosan the Avira, and he said, Ochein noda hadavar, Omar Moshon Horo Yesh Beinehem. Now I know the reason why they're so severely punished with this terrible Golus Mitzrayim, because they're Bali Moshon Horo. Eich Yiyun Ru'uyen Negu'uma. Mokach Omar Ochein noda hadavar, Ato Yodati. Now I know. The Eze Dover He Mishtavoy. The Loshon of the Medrash is rather perplexing at one point when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Omar Yesh Moshen Horo Yesh Beinehem. Eich yiyu ru'uyen l'guma. Modna Moshan, how are they going to be ro'i for guma? It's interesting. It's that Moshan of the Chazal implies that no matter what susim Klal Yisrael are going to have, but if they're going to have the aveira of Moshan Hora, they'll never be able to get out of Mitzrayim. Eich ru'uyen l'guma, how are they going to be worthy of guma? We can say the same thing today also. The chet that brought upon us this Golus in which we are today, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Tes, is Sina Sina. However, if you recall the Agadatas in Gittin, the Agadata particularly of Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, you remember there that the story continues that after Bar Kamsa was so deeply humiliated at the Suda, that he went to the Romans and he told them, that the Yidden are rebelling against the Roman government. And then the story goes that he proves his point by telling them if you'll send them a korban, you will see that it will be rejected. They won't bring it on the Mizbeah, even though korbanos of goyim could be brought on the Mizbeah. And then you remember the details of the Maisa, how he made a mum in the animal. Then the Gemara goes into the details. The Chofetz Chaim, relating to this Gemara, and based upon a Lashon and Rashi, a block or so later on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, mentions that the Korban of the Bayis Sheni also occurred through Lashon Hara that was instigated and motivated by Sinas Shechina. Rashi says, Hodi Arminan, we are referring to a statement that Rabbi Eliezer mentions in the Gemara, Hodi Arminan Liel Sha'ari Ayidei Lashon Hara Korav Habayis V'Nergu Kama Revovos of Kal Yisrael. So it was the head of Lashon Hara, interesting Lashon and Rashi also, and even the way the Chofetz Chaim relates to the Gemara, was Lashon Hara that was motivated by the Sinas Chinam of Kal Yisrael that brought about the Churban that we are in today. It is such a shattering and such a bitter pill to swallow when we bring to mind that the first Gomez of Kal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the severity of the first Gomez in Mitzrayim was caused by Lashon Hara, Ochein Noda Hadavar, and the last Gomez in which we are today, we still have this terrible chet among us. That's why, as we mentioned when I was speaking about Asura B'Tavis, that's why we're still in Gomez today. That the Lashon Hara that we speak today is Goreim our Gomez today, just like it was Goreim the Gomez that we read about in this week's Parsha in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chofetz Chaim asks the question on the Medrash, which will help to explain the question that I raised before as well, and perhaps will give us an insight into how the Chofetz Chaim relates to the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Gittin also. The Novi Yecheskel in Perek Chof has a whole list of averes that Kal Yisrael committed in Mitzrayim. And suffice it to say, they were steeped in Memtesh Shari Tuma, primarily brought upon them by Avodah Zarah. We need a greater reason for punishment of Kal Yisrael than Avodah Zarah. What are we? And that's what he asked. What was Moshe Rabbeinu so bewildered about? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Yidden in Mitzrayim were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Evil Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the evil Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Amochim said to Shastri this answer. The Yidden were just indistinguishable from the Egyptians through their Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu has to go look for reasons why they're being so severely punished in Gomez and Mitzrayim. It's obvious. He brings a Gevaltik Zohar in Parshas Pekudei, an unbelievable Zohar. The Zohar says, that even though a person, Zohar doesn't just speak about Kal Yisrael, but an individual as well. Mamish, a frightening Zohar. The problem is we don't get frightened. Amavai, we should be frightened by the Zohar. It would be terrific. The Zohar is frightening. The trick is for us to be frightened. The Zohar says that even though a person has many averes, the Midas HaRachmim of the Eibishter somehow keeps the hand over the mouth of the Tehor, of the Sotan, that it should be Metafrek and Kal Yisrael. When a person or Kal Yisrael has the Aver of Lashon Hara, and the hand, so to speak, is removed from the mouth of the Matatre. And then the Matatre starts to accuse Kali Yisrael for all the Averas that they did. It unleashes the accusations of the Satan against Kali Yisrael, and therefore leaves the hand of the leader Nadir. Without his Zohar, the name of the Chofetz Chaim says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu discovered here. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Kali Yisrael had Avodah Zarah. But he also knew that even an Avera might avoid the Zora, he will not be punished for it, as long as they don't have Moshe Mara. Once they don't have Moshe Mara, then the hook is going to be thrown at them for all the Averas that they have. Because then the Matatre is given a free hand. Open up your mouth and say whatever you want. We can't shut him up anymore, so to speak. It may be that helps to explain the lashon of the Chazal also. The lashon that was puzzling to me when I saw the Medrash inside. Lashon hara yesh beinehem. Eich yiu ruyin leguma. How are they going to be rowing leguma?
According to the Zohar, it's about check. But whatever we do, once we get lashon hara involved, then the Makatre will throw the book at us for all of our Averas, and especially for Avodah Zarah, they'll never get out of Mitzrayim. They'll never be able to leave. If there would be no Lashon Hara among Klal Yisrael, then there would be, we would be able to get out. Even though we have Averas, the Averas wouldn't be prepared. Eventually Hashem would have Rachmanis.
And it brings to mind the Chazam about the difference between the door of Achor and the door of Shoal. I'm thinking a lot about that Chazal the past several weeks since the peace practice is going on, and there's been such an increase again in terrorist activity in Klal Yisrael. The Moyadik is Zohar. The Zohar says that in the time of Shoal HaMelech, there was no Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael.
Yet his armies went into battle, and they lost, but not victorious. In the time of Achor,
was one of the most decadent, most terrible periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. The Nevi'im were put to death. The might, the blood of a Navi, was the cheapest thing in Klal Yisrael. We were so embarrassed to say, humiliated with this. Obadiah rescued 100 Nevi'im. He had to hide them for their lives. They would have been caught, their heads would have been chopped off. A nation that was steeped, immersed, sunk in the morass and the filth of a great Zorah.
The armies of Achor were victorious. They won battle after battle.
One of the most successful kings from a military standpoint in the history of Israel.
So the Chazal tell us what?
Because in the time of Shaul HaMelech, the people were Nishon and Avodin and Moshon Hara.
They didn't worship Avodin,
but Moshon Hara, they were very porous in Moshon Hara. In the time of Achor, only Avodin Zora they were, but Bale Moshon Hara they were. They did not speak Moshon.
Unbelievable.
Here you have another expression of that Zohar. Another expression of the Zohar. According to the Zohar, we have an understanding of that difference. How is it possible that the door of Achor should have been only avoided Zara, and they were winning? One battle after one war after another.
But the Zohar said that if there's no Russian harm in Klal Yisrael,
then whatever Averas they do, the Makatre keeps his mouth shut, he can't say a word against them. And Yidus HaRachamim is permitted to go on and shower Hashem's compassion and mercy upon him.
The door of Shoal
didn't have the Avera of Avodah Zarah, but every door has enough Averas, like every individual has enough Averas. They spoke Lashon Hara, So for each and every avera that they did, they were taken to task, and the result was they didn't have zchuyot, they didn't have any mokom. I was thinking of the Gemara Matnas in this last Chazal, the contrast between Shlomo Melech and between Achor. But there's a Gevaldik Shmirah for Klal Yisrael.
Klal Yisrael has this Jewish emotion
It has developed an Achdus within Klal Yisrael. There's a Gevaldik Shmirah from our enemies. So that's one thing we certainly have to work on today. Not for the safety and security of the country. I'm saying it's a very kosher Shemoni Shmah, and Shmah also. That every person, behooves every person, to have a particular deep duties in Hebrews and Moshe Torah, not only for the Fugra of the Abeir itself, which we'll Mirtashem mention right away,
but also because how important it is for the Hebrews and Moshe Torah to protect Klal Yisrael from its enemies.
And that well may be the Hesber in how the Chofetz Chaim relates. I hadn't seen it previously, but it's interesting to me how he relates to the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Gittin, where he says that the Churban of the Bayis Sheni was caused by the Lashon Hara that came from the Sinas. He also puts the eager blame, the eager responsibility, the eager Aveira that brought the Churban Bayis Sheni on Lashon Hara, not on Sinas. And it may well also be according to that same Zohar. Because if it would have just been Sinas Sinon, perhaps David also would have forgiven it. But once we have Moshe Torah, as we see from the Maisa of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, once we have Moshe Torah, so then the book is thrown out at us for Sinas Sinon and everything, and particularly for Sinas Sinon. The Gemara says in Erechim, Daptes Vov, Shekulo Lashon Hara Keneged Shomosh Averos Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichus Damim. The Gemara is also frightening. Each of these Averos are Yehore Vel Yavor.
How can we imagine ourselves, Hash Shalom, being Yitzchak, one of these Averos? Impossible.
Average person. And at the average person, Pasha Dikini, Pasha Shalom, you could imagine Rahman Nisan, you would be Nisha, Avoy the Zora, Gilead Royer, Shikha Shalom. Can't imagine such a thing. And if we're confronted with such a Nisayon, it's Yehore Vel Yavor. Lashon Hara is a chet that shokul keneged kumo. The Rabbeinu Yoin explains how that conceivable, how do we understand this, how that possible. As severe and as chomerdik as Lashon Hara is, how can it be shoko keneged kumo? So he gives five tamim, five reasons. Two of them have to do with the chumra of the yisur. Three of them with the difficulty in doing chief. First, he says a person talks Lashon Hara. It's before he looks around, he can start to talk Lashon Hara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And brings various examples. Secondly, he says that when the Gemara says, Shkulo Lashon Hara Keneged Shomosh Averos, it doesn't mean a person who does these Averos constantly. He's part of the mafia, he goes around killing people. These Averas are terrible Averas. The Yetzer Hara gets a hold of a person and he's nipshum in them, Rachman Nitzan. On the contrary, the Baal Lashon Hara is a man who's over tilei Averas the whole day long. And the whole day long, a person who's not careful in Lashon Hara can be talking Lashon Hara from the time he gets up in the morning to the time he breakfasts and he doesn't talk before until he goes to sleep at night. Every time a person talks Lashon Hara, the Aveira is compounded infinitely. You remember the Chofetz Chaim in his Hakdama to the Sefer mentions no less than 31 Yisurei D'oraita, more than 10% of all the arises that are noted, that we can be oifer on, this man has 14 mitzvahs are saved and 17 mitzvahs mosa. They're not all involved in every time a person talks lashon hara, but whenever we talk lashon hara, there are a kisurei the arises that a person can go. He's not aware even of what he's doing. And each time he speaks, he's over on so many Surah Diyalites. So therefore he says it's compounded infinitely to the extent that the Chazal say is much greater than a man from Chas V'Shoma will kill a person once, or be Niksha once in Avodah Zorah, or in Gilead Arayas. Because this is an avera that's being done constantly. And the Rambam speaks about lashon hara in his parish, the Pirkei Avos. The Rambam calls it hachet hagadol shebivnei adam kamin. There's no greater avera that's so constantly done by people like lashon hara. And it's a deadly avera. It causes Rachman Litzman the midas adin to be unleashed against a person, Chas V'Shalom, and against Al Yisrael, Rachman Yitzchak. Then he mentions three reasons that have to do with the difficulty of doing tshuva for lashon hara. First of all, we have to ask the person, Mechila, against whom we spoke. Many times we may remember and we're embarrassed. And more times than that, we forget already to whom, against whom we spoke, about whom we spoke, lashon hara. Secondly, it's very hard to do tshuva from lashon hara, because once a person gets into the habit, it's very hard to gain control of the tongue. Very easy for the tongue to rid itself of us as his master. Person is not sure in what he says, the tongue can be talking a whole day long, doesn't even know what he's saying. It's a very hard habit for a man to gain control over his speech. Very difficult to do tshuva. Thirdly, it's difficult to do tshuva from lashon hara because we take the chet very lightly. I didn't do anything. I didn't mean anything. I just said something I shouldn't have said. I'll be more careful next time. Because it's only speech, it's not nice. We don't take the chumah seriously. How can a person do tshuva? How can a man do tshuva if he doesn't take the chet seriously? What kind of a charata will he have? And how meaningful would his Kabbalah be in the future? Brings to mind a Mishnah in Erechin, the same Sugi in Erechin that we referred to before. The Mishnah, interestingly enough, relates to the same gather of halachas that we're learning about in the third and fourth parak in Sugis, the Knas. By an onus umefate. And the Mishnah points out, of course, that the knas by onus umefate is hamishim shekel. By a motzi shemra, a man marries a woman, and then he's motzi shemra, that he didn't find suing. The knas is 100, not 50. In the Mishnah, Erechin says as follows. Referring to the previous Mishnah that speaks about the Chamishim by Oynes Umefate. Echot Shehotzi Shemra Al Gedoyle Shebekohuna V'Al Ketano Shebeyisrael. Regardless of the woman's station in life, no saint may or semo. Unlike the onus of mafata who pays hamishim semo. So the Mishnah teaches us this lesson. Doesn't leave it for our judgment or our observation. Nimso ha'omer b'piv chomer min ha'osa maisa. That's what we see from the Mishnah. In order to try to teach us the mistake that a person makes if he thinks, what's lashon hara? All I did was say a few things. I didn't say it. I didn't mean it. I shouldn't have said it. And forget about it. I won't do it again. And he wipes off the whole thing as if that's the whole tshuva. A man who's mafsi a woman, her besumi, with a pitui, or with an ones, he's ma'aneser, he pays chamishim sam. A person who just accuses her and talks lashon hara about her, he didn't do anything. He was just motzi shemra, just in quotation marks, he was just motzi shemra, he pays double. He pays 100 sum. The Mishnah tells us what we have to learn from them. Nimtza omer b'piv chomer min ha'osa maisa. And in case we don't get the message from this halacha, or from these two halachas, the Mishnah goes on to give us another example, a historic example. Shekein motzinu shemo nischatem zardin al avosenu b'midbor elo al lashon hara. Shenemar v'yenasu osin ze eser pomim. 10 times, Klal Yisrael sinned against the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the midbor. One of those 10 times was the Egel Hazor. And for the Egel Hazor, that we would probably consider the worst of all the Averis. How can you compare the Meraglim coming back and telling tales about Eretz Yisrael if we were asked? That would be the least of all the Averis that they hear. The worst Avera probably would be the Egel Hazor. Just a short time after the Kriyas Yisrael. Right after Kabbalah Sotoyra, a few weeks later, how could something like that be forgiven? The Mishnah says, Shekein Motzinu, the same thing we find, that the Dibur is more chomer than the Maisa. 9 Averis they did the Maisa, including dancing and singing around the Egel Hazor, and for that, they weren't punished that they couldn't enter Israel. They weren't destined to be 40 years in the Dibur. But they talk lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael. That's it. That can't be forgiven. 40 years in the midbar. To try to be mechanech a new door that would be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. I want to continue Be'ezer Hashem B'neder on this topic next week. But I want to conclude by giving a suggestion for all of us to take, and I certainly put myself at the top of the list. There's only one way for a person to develop a zehirus against talking lashon hara. There is no other way. For us to overcome the natural tendency that we have to speak lashon hara and to become conscious of what we're doing. First, we have to be aware that we spoke lashon hara. Then, hopefully, we'll become aware that we're about to talk lashon hara. And we hope eventually that when we become aware that we're about to talk lashon hara, we'll close our mouths and we won't say it. The only way to develop that sensitivity is to learn the name of lashon hara. There is no other way. Torah may be only days of heroes in all areas, but especially when it comes to developing as a heroes in lashon hara. The fortunate thing is, or the only easy concept that we have to speak about this afternoon, that you don't have to learn long. You don't have to learn long. It's also amazing. If a person would just learn 5 minutes a day, we won't hold it against anybody if you want to learn more than 5 minutes a day, but make an experiment. And I'm willing to make the experiment with anybody in the yeshiva. If I were a gambling man, I would be willing to gamble as much as I could afford against a penny. Because I know that everyone who tries it will experience the same thing that I have done in the past when I have kept the Seder and built this Lashon Hara. We have to learn the dinim of Lashon Hara, even 5 minutes a day. If you do it regularly, then you'll see before you can, in a less time than you would possibly imagine, you will see how you're becoming more and more sensitive during the day about talking Lashon Hara. It's amazing how the Torah may reveal the days of heroes can be proven, especially in this type of an affair. Now, Micah suggests that especially at meal time, you understand? That when we sit down to eat, at the time, first of all, when it's very almost, Pastor Shom to talk Lashon Hara, you start to relax, you begin to shmooze and talk. At every table, you understand? At every table, at every meal, there should be a person you can rotate. I assume that you would sit in the Mokum Kavua downstairs. Same people probably sit at the same table all the time. If not, it makes no difference. But if you sit together at the meals, then every time a different bacher should say a hamacher from the Chofetz Chaim Sefer. We have sworn in Yeshiva, a kitzur of the Shiva of the Yehudas Lashon Hara, which is very good. And as soon as you begin to learn the Hagdamah, you learn the halachas, even if at every meal, it may not even take you 5 minutes to learn a halach. But especially if you do it when you first sit down, first of all, it'll be a shmira, that that meal alone will cut down. But you'll see that if you do that at every meal, even less than 5 minutes of the meal, the whole aggregate during the day, if the three times will be 5 minutes, it'll also be developed. Then you'll have special sight of Mishmai. And I also believe that the Dafur Pasha to me, that we see a distinction made in the post-scheme against a person who speaks Lashon Hara and a bound Lashon Hara. One thing is that if a person starts to learn regularly the dinim of Lashon Hara, that zikr that is taken out of the category of being a bound Lashon Hara. That we already are now. We still may be nifshul in talking Lashon Hara, but to become a bound Lashon Hara, that means that once we're making a conscious effort every day, a sincere effort, not to talk, to learn the dinim of Lashon Hara, that shows the Eichrishtu more clearly than anything else, where our hearts are, where our minds are, where our attention is. Eichrishtu should help that we should try to develop as a hero in Lashon Hara in the yeshiva. That will b'chlal bring us about the avira of Avas Abrios and be mechazik to the yodam of Haver in the yeshiva in all areas. Eivrishter should help us. The derashodam rotsa meilech melichim also. If we make an effort, we learn the halachas regularly, we'll have the baltic side of Yishmael.